I just wanted to have another lunch AMA meeting with my buddy Shane Oglo. So kick back, grab a cup of coffee, and we're going to just take a little bit of time to go over the anatomy of a great press release. So many times we get questions about, you know, why do we use press releases and how do you put them together? So I decided that it's probably a good idea just to do a quick little chat about how do you put it together. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce. Now, my son put this little script together for me because I'm always really bad with this. But he says, with that being said, I would like to introduce to you a really incredible person. So really incredible. I wouldn't, if I wrote this, I wouldn't say that. But anyways, here's Shane.
Well, thanks, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about PRs, man, because, you know, I think that we're both pretty familiar with the fact that, I mean, if people have been using PRs, they know PRs, but most people don't know much about them and they don't understand how they're working or what they're doing, or if they're driving traffic or backlinks, and they get all these different stories. They don't know what to expect and how they're written and should they do them themselves? Should they hire a guy off Fiverr? Should they have us do it? Like, they just literally don't know where to start.
So you said something about Fiverr, and here's the issue with that. So most of the time when we see a press release that comes in that somebody's written, it sucks. It's not going to get the exposure. People are trying to do it, so it's very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. A press release, if it's done right, and there's two different ways of looking at a press release. You've got it where you're building a brand, which you probably want to put out a press release once a month. And there's different types of press releases. Now, we're not going to talk about that here, but you know, when we're talking to our clients, we try to tell them, you know, the difference between a traditional press release, an online press release, and a social media press release. And even with a traditional press release, and they are more expensive. I mean, you could spend a lot of money with them, but you get so much more exposure. But a lot of people want to do it for nothing, and they don't understand that if you do it for nothing, you're going to get what you pay for, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And the other thing, too, is, you know, just, you know, not even the Fiverr thing. Like, let's say you get someone to do a PR, it's probably not going to be very good. I've had plenty of times where we're talking with a client or someone, they say, oh, hey, you know what? I got a writer. He's fantastic. He's been in the business for years. He does all our ad copy. And they send over this PR, and it sucks. It's a great piece of content. It just sucks as a PR because it was written like ad copy, or it was written like a blog, or whatever. It didn't follow the format it needs to follow to get accepted and widely distributed through a distribution network.
Right. And you know, these blog article or blog writers, they can be exceptional writers, mm-hmm. but they just don't understand the little tips and tricks that'll get them optimized. And these little tips and tricks can mean hundreds of keyword rankings through top authority sites to none. You know, it really is, you know, how you lay out your press release. So I thought today, Shane, that, you know, we could just go through what we look for, what our editors look for when they're looking at somebody's submission. So, you know, let's just break down the anatomy of the press release. And like the first thing that comes to my mind, and probably the most important thing, is the title. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the majority of the weight and the effectiveness of press release is all about the title. So you want to keep it short and snappy to the point so that the reader reads it and they know exactly what's going on. You know, elimination of fluff keywords. You don't have to repeat keywords. You're not keyword stuffing. It's just short, snappy, and very descriptive. And it has your primary keywords in there that read well. So, you know, just like any other piece of content, well, not just like any other piece of content, actually, Google treats PRs as its own special type of content. But everything with Google, it's all about, you know, not keyword stuffing, having it very readable, and just well put together. So the title is very important. But you know, I think even before that, Norm, too, and we kind of touched on it earlier where we said, hey, you get a great writer who writes a crappy press release because it's more like a blog or more like ad copy. I think that's the first thing you have to address, because you can have a properly structured press release, but if it's written like it's ad copy, you're just not going to get as much distribution. It could be outright rejected, but you're just not going to get the same distribution, the same effect as if it's written as a piece of news. So assuming we have a good piece of news we're putting forward, and it could be about anything. And I know right now people are going to freak out and say, well, geez, I just sell green widgets. What the heck do I have to talk about, right? Well, everyone has that concern. You know, when you talk to Amazon sellers, they think that the only thing they can talk about is a launch of a new product, you know, or maybe they're doing a sale on Black Friday, or they're contributing to a charity. There's just sort of a few base core things people think they can talk about, but there's so much more, many things you can talk about. I don't think we want to get into that, but I just want to, because when I say it's going to be newsworthy, I don't mean it has to be groundbreaking. You know, Jeff Bezos just phoned you up and made a deal. Well, sure, but that's not the reality. You know, you can talk about a lot of different things, but just starting off with a good newsworthy piece of content is your first step. That's not salesy or spammy or written like a blog. And then, of course, the title, short, snappy, keyword efficient, no fluff keywords.
Yeah, and if people are interested, we do have either on the site, prreach.com, 108 brilliant ideas for writing a press release. So, you can go there, or you could just, we could probably put a link in so you could just download it here. But what you were talking about, some people are probably scratching their head because they're talking about writing a press release and then having it distributed. But the distribution, so once we receive a press release, our responsibility to our clients is to get the best distribution possible. So we send it out to our proprietary network as well as other news wires. And so it could be going out to influencers or bloggers or search engines. It could be going out to content providers like MarketWatch, Yahoo Finance, Reuters. So that's what we're talking about when we give a distribution. It's not coming out. Like if you were to take a look at your press release on PR Reach or on any, wherever you submit your press release from, you're not going to see a ton of traffic at the source, at the host, because it gets distributed to all these other news outlets who publish it. And depending on the quality of their authority, you can get rankings that way or get authority links back to wherever you want them to be. But anyways, going back to the title, one of the tricks that we try to do, let's say in keyword research is very important, but let's say there's a lot of single keywords. You don't want to keyword stuff, but you definitely want to put the keywords at the front of the title. So I like using bully sticks. So natural grass-fed, organic bully sticks, or natural odorless bully sticks. And then you can, like, the title that I can use as an example is natural grass-fed bully sticks provide healthy, nutritious snack for elderly dogs, is a proven healthy snack for elderly dogs. And that gives it kind of a newsworthy appeal. The other thing about this is you've got 70 characters. Like you can give as many characters as you want, but you know what? You're going to get the dot, dot, dot at the end. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, and I think you'd agree, that there's a lot of micro brands that, feel, I don't know if it's ego, but they've got to have their brand in the logo or at the beginning, and it ruins it. Mm-hmm. You don't need to see your brand. You're going to see, people are going to read about it in the summary and in the body. But if you're going to try to stick your brand in there, let it go after the dot, dot, dot. So put 70 characters of really good, keywords or features, benefits, and then after the dot, 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 buy your brand. That's a little trick that we use. And some people absolutely want to have their brand in at the very beginning, and but you're gonna lose a little bit of juice from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that for the Amazon sellers out there, it's basically just like your Amazon title. You know, you want to get those important keywords near the front as much as you can. Now, obviously on Amazon, sometimes they make you have your brand name at the front, but where you can circumvent that, I usually agree, put that at the end of the title or somewhere else. Unless your brand is starting to grow and you are starting to get recognized for your brand name, then fine. I suppose, but for most smaller people starting out, yeah, it's just a kind of a waste of keyword juice.
Yeah. So yeah. Once you put together the keywords, this is the type of ranking that you can get. So on any given day with any given press release, we can release it out, and within 24 to 48 hours, and we've got plenty of case studies to show this, that Google will pick it up. Google, let's say on the bully stick example, because I use that exact example, and we did it, and one day later we were shown 279 times on Google with a variety of different combinations, and some of the keyword combinations were horrible. They were, you know, five or six keywords long, but some of them were really good. So we had 279 ranked on Google, 100, I think it was 170 that were on page one, and 131 that were actually number one on Google. And some of them were, again, horrible, but some were like bully sticks launched Amazon. That's pretty good. And there was a couple of two keyword phrases that were matched. And that's, I mean, Google is going to pick it up, and it's not just the keyword phrase at the beginning. They'll mix everything up in the title that will combine. So you could have hundreds, you could have 400 different, at the most I've ever seen was about 400 plus keywords ranked on Google within about 24 hours. But that's the norm. It's not something that, if you write a good press release, or if you write an average press release, you could get those types of results. It's not, you know, something that just happens once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we're talking about this, I mean, you're talking about just the title only, and that's the most important part. And that's what, you know, we've never tracked keywords from the body so much, because, you know, that would be gazillions of keyword combinations that it couldn't really efficiently be done. But, you know, and now we're starting to look at tracking some other kind of major terms that you might be having part of a Google Ads campaign or something, and just seeing the effects happening there. And we're seeing different effects. The power of the press release is interesting. Now that would be difficult for us to track for a client, because we don't know what other keywords are going after. So we can really only look at the title and say, hey, look, all these different permutations. And it's actually quite amazing. But the tentacles of the PR is, because Google treats it as its own sort of special piece of content, and, you know, their algorithm changes all the time. In fact, I think I shared with you just the other day, there was an algorithm update, and the biggest winners out of that algorithm update were news pieces. So that's, you know, I think it just goes to show how much emphasis and how much importance Google is still placing on news items, because they've really cleaned up the industry. And I don't want to go too dark far into this, because we've talked for bloody hours on it, but, you know, we all know that, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, there was a lot of abuse of the press release system, which caused Google to make some big changes to stop people from doing that. And so we went through a bit of a phase where people had to, you know, understand and refill their way through the market. But, you know, press releases are back, and they're still very, very effective, as long as you've got a decent, well-written PR, which we're going to talk about today, and a good distribution network behind you.
Right. So now that we've got the main point, the title, out of the way, as that's probably 80% of the ranking, the next step would be the summary. Yeah. And the summary, excuse me, too many cigars. The summary, it's really just 160 characters. It's made basically for Twitter. And the sole purpose of this is to get the word out to journalists, bloggers. They don't want to read the whole body of your press release. They want to see if it's interesting and then pick it up. And most press release companies, high quality press release companies, have their own independent group of influencers and bloggers and journalists that they can go after. So it's sent out, they can take a look at it and then they can pick it up.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
if you have anything more to say about that.
No, I mean, I think you're right. And sort of the same rules apply. If you're doing your own presses, if you're writing your own, you know, so you've got the title, it's short, snappy, you don't have a lot of characters to play with before you get the truncation. But that summary is just designed for people who are scanning through Twitter feed, for example. And, you know, it's one or two sentences, basically, but it should tell the reader everything they need to know about that PR, all the information is. So if it captures their attention, oh, okay, that's interesting. They'll read it. That's its sole purpose, is just to capture that attention of those influencers or journalists or editors, whoever happens to scan through. Yep.
Yeah. And I have seen, and we've both seen people try to sneak a book through summary and it's just not going to work. No. 160 characters. Think of Twitter.
Yep.
And I guess the third item would be the body of the press release.
Yeah. And I think, and you know, I've seen this go both ways. You know, I think we generally say sort of 350 to 750 words, you know, kind of that range is a nice range. You don't have to write a Pulitzer winning prize novel in there. But sometimes we see them too short, which is problematic. And again, you don't want to put a novel, you don't need a 1500 word press release out there. That's not what it's designed for. If you've got really good information to share, then we've got other techniques where we pair that press release up with content and we link to it. And, you know, we may not get into that on this call, but the body is important to keep it, you know, within reason. And depending on the type of news you have, and then I guess there's, I don't know if you have any more to say about that, but then I guess in the body is where you have links or could potentially have links. And that's probably something very, very important too, because that's another thing that has changed a lot since certainly since I've been in the press release business, in terms of the way linking was done. You know, back in the day, we'd put all different kinds of URLs in there, and, you know, everything you can imagine under the sun in terms of URLs. But as Google goes through and cleans up this, you know, they cleaned up the industry, I guess, is you don't want to have spammy links. You don't want to have a ton of links. You don't need to be repeating the same links. All those kind of techniques that, you know, maybe people thought about, you know, years back and say, oh, those press releases don't work. No, you know, poor practices don't work anymore. But if they're properly done, that's very important. So, you know, no more than three links. And a lot of times we'll only have, you know, one or two. We always mix it up.
And
I think, you've been a big advocate, you know, especially when you have big PR campaigns. You know, you've got a client, they're doing all kinds of stuff. If they're going to do 20 PRs over the course of a month or two, you might have two or three of those go with no links at all. And just let the PR itself and the weight of the title do the work. And Google, I think, recognizes and appreciates that, because it doesn't look like we're trying to game the system.
Yeah, I think it's important that, especially with the embedded links, you know, with the keyword phrases, we're getting away from that. And what we like to use is just, first paragraph, it addresses the keywords that are in the title. There's a second, like, right, it's not a paragraph, it's just a line, learn more or understand, or, you know, I don't know, click here, but it's the raw link that wherever you want it to go. And that is so much better than having an embedded link. And if we are doing those types of links, and by embedded, I'm talking about taking a keyword phrase, highlighting it, doing a hyperlink over to, let's say, an Amazon product listing. You don't want to do that. That could be the raw link from your product page, or your product listing. That's, you know, to learn more, to see our product, you know, click here. And then you're right, Shane, 350 to 400 words is really max. I never told you this. So there was a guy that gave me a 13-page press release.
What?
And it was about, it was about him, 13 pages. And I'm sitting there going, well, I'm trying to really politely say, wow, you got an ego. It was about him too. So it was about launches of a website, and it was his bio. Okay. Oh, 13 pages. Now, I go to his website and I say, well, let's go to your website and just take your bio off of your website, right? Mm-hmm. Thinking, oh, it's going to be a paragraph or two. It's 13 pages. It's the same thing. He copied the information off of his homepage. This is his bio off of his homepage. So yeah, it was crazy, but we don't want 13 page press releases. Nobody's going to read them except the person who's giving it to us. So yeah, 350 to 400, very limited links. And if it is, it's just more of a direct link going back to whatever you're talking about. It could be a magazine. It could be a blog article. It could be some research, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you within there, we want to make sure that, you know, people understand that you, this is more press releases get rejected, I think, from this than anything else, is that people talk about themselves. And yeah, press releases, you know, have to go out. Like, I think of a news anchor, Walter Cronkite, if people remember Walter, I'm an old guy. People, you know, Walter Cronkite, you know, you'd never hear him talking about himself. He's talking about the news, third person, right? And that's very important. You can talk in first person when you're talking about a quote. And you can have, you know, a couple of different quotes. You don't want to overkill it with quotes, but you can put one, two, three quotes into the press release about what the president of the company said, or, you know, whoever the contact person is. I don't know if you have anything more to say about the body.
No, I think that's actually a couple little things. I think we've both seen press releases, which is basically all just one big quote to try and bypass the third person thing. But yeah, write in a third person. Just pretend you're a reporter if you're writing your own, writing about, you know, your company from an outside perspective. The one other thing I want to mention about links, I think it's important. So if you are writing a press release and you're talking about your company, abccompany.com, and you want to drive your links back there, make sure your site doesn't have a really spammy pop-up. Google looks very unfavorably on that. So if you go to the site and it pops up and, hey, save 20% today only or something, that's not a good thing. I would disable those pop-ups during a PR campaign.
Oh, yeah. And even more, Google can come back within these pop-ups we're talking about. So some people have tried to, they know it's when you're sending out a press release, it has to be newsworthy. So you can't have, you know, 10% off or, you know, a pop-up coming up. Mm-hmm. So they'll time it where it'll come up, you know, a minute afterwards. Well, if Google deems it as a terms of service, they can actually ban that domain. So now you're not talking about a press release getting, you know, declined by a distribution channel. Mm-hmm. You're talking about your domain being banned by Google. Mm-hmm. Now that's very rare, but that can happen. So that's a really good point.
Yeah. And I think a lot of these things, and I've kind of alluded to the way people used to do stuff. And just for people who are wondering what happened back then, back in the day, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, there were some techniques that people were promoting where you'd pump out 30, 40, 50, 100 PRs in a single month. You know, save 25%, you know, this Thursday, whatever, very, very spammy, salesy titles using PRs. And that would get them number one rankings on Google for a period of time. And that's kind of a leftover from that period, especially the Garcinia Cambogia people. I don't know if you remember. Do they still sell Garcinia Cambogia? I don't even know. But that was like the big thing back then. You know, people were making millions. It was cutthroat and they were doing whatever they could. And they really abused the PR system. And that's when the distribution networks rebelled and Google said, okay, well, that's enough, guys. So that's kind of a throwback to those days. So basically, right, Google's just saying, hey, this is a great, you know, this is a, they treat PRs with a lot of respect, but you've got to respect it back in kind.
The fourth area that, I love this area, is the contact information. So you can put your name, your address, your business name, your website, your email. Oh, I already said email address, but you have an opportunity to let people contact you. And how many times have we seen it where people have sent in no contact information. We contact them and say, oh, we need you to put your contact information in there. And they say, oh, we don't want people to contact us. I almost knocked over my elf. Anyways, how crazy is that? I hope nobody's listening that did that. But anyways, you know, you want people to contact you. You want people to go over. I don't know why you would do this if you didn't want that. So
I don't know either. Sometimes I wonder if people just want to fly under the radar. Like, oh, we don't want anybody to know where we're headquartered. They think we're going to find out our supplier. I don't know why they're trying to be.
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me. But yeah, that's the great thing about PRs too. And obviously, you know, we can talk a little bit, or maybe you can talk a little bit on local businesses, you know, how powerful PRs are for ranking. If you're an insurance agent in Phoenix, Arizona, or a dentist in Wichita, Kansas, I mean, it can be very, very powerful for getting you showing up on Google rankings for your local search results. And so obviously having your information in there, address and all that, is extremely important in that case.
Yeah, for the citation, you know, that's Google will pick it up. And so let's just go back quickly. You hit a point that we completely missed. In the title, if you put, you know, that thing about the elderly dogs, promotes healthy for elderly dogs, just put in Phoenix. And by doing that and getting it published, you will be amazed at one press release, how it will get you ranked number one with some really powerful keywords, whatever's in the title. And then by having that information under your contact info, Google will pick that up. And you know that you will get, you'll get picked up. There's a citation there. And I mean, it's worth it. You might as well, you know, fill that information in. Well, not mine as well. You should fill that information in, which will help for SEO as well. Now, the fifth thing is pretty simple. Put in your social media, and you'll have the ability to put in all your social media. Most places will allow you to put in your YouTube channel. And the reason I'm saying I'm going to separate YouTube, because they allow two things. Your YouTube channel, which will be with your Facebook and your Twitter and whatever else you're doing. But a lot of good quality press release companies will let you embed a video. And here's why, and this is the number six, is embedding a video. If you have a press release about elderly dogs, it's newsworthy. But if you have a video that you make about five reasons why dogs should eat bully sticks, people are like, that's more of an engagement thing. People will watch it. It'll be a lot more of your story. It could be very easygoing. It does not have to be newsworthy. So that's important that you embed that. So all you have to do is, you know, just create a very small video. It could be talking heads, but you can give out information that way. It could be very helpful to sell your product.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the other thing too that you can add is I sort of group in with, you know, with all your social media links, with your contact information, your logo. You can have that in there as well. So it's kind of neat the way, and this is, you know, what we're talking about here, our social media press releases that can be shared by social media. So you get to add, so each PR, it's jam-packed full of, and in fact, the things we haven't even talked about, because, you know, we could talk about attachments too. So if you've done a research paper, or you have a PDF to go, or maybe you've got a 13-page bio you want to attach, you could do that. So you can, you know, depending on the type of business, and, you know, a lot of people think, oh, a research paper. Well, gosh, you know, we work with a lot of people. Maybe you sell some type of a food product or supplement, and maybe your product has turmeric in it, and your PR is about the health benefits of turmeric, or about a recent study that came out about turmeric, and you know, you as the president or the spokesperson are talking about it, and then you're linking to the authority site as well. You know, you can put, you know, research papers on you know, the benefits of turmeric in there. There's a lot of ways you can do that, and it just value packs that. It's like a super powerful punch in that PR.
The other thing, I guess our last tip, well, actually there's two. You can put images. So if you have product images, or if you have, a portrait of the founder or whatever it is, you can usually attach anywhere from 1 to 4 or 5 images. Mm-hmm. So one of the other, and probably the last thing would be the a video. So this is different from the YouTube video. Some companies, we are one of these companies that we get anchors to read. We create a video script and it goes out with the press release. Now, the purpose of that is that you get to repurpose that video and you can cut it up or you can put it on Facebook. There's a lot of distribution or news outlets that won't pick up that version. They'll pick up the written press release. They won't pick up the video press release, but this is more for, to add to a blog article or to add to your social media by itself. It's downloadable. So, I mean, if you wanted to go through and sort of just kind of, summarize what we talked about, and when you're putting through a press release, we're looking at a title, the summary, the body with one raw link, the contact information, the social media, the logo, and a YouTube embedment, and then you've got attachments and images. That's everything that comprises a great PO. And if you kind of put them all together, and you know how to do the proper keyword research, you can get really crazy results.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I think, one last little thing at the very end. You said keyword research. I know too many people, and I was guilty of this too when I first started using press releases myself. I would just put them out willy-nilly on anything without really any true regard to keyword research. But, if anybody's on online e-commerce, you know how important keyword research is for everything. I treat the PRs the same way. You know, if I'm doing campaigns with Google Ads or Instagram or in my Amazon PPC, whatever I'm doing, I'm probably focusing on certain narrow sets of keywords to try and gain rank for those. I make sure the PRs are in full alignment with those. And, you know, we can talk on another day about, some of our techniques, because we can talk a lot about that. But make sure you do the keyword research. Don't just have a willy-nilly title that has nothing to do with everything else you're doing. Make them work together and they'll support each other.
Right. So I think that's, everything that you need to know about at least the anatomy. We're going to come back, like Shane said, and dive deeper into it, week by week. But what we're going to do with this is we're going to post the whole, I think it was a half hour, and we're going to break it up into little snippets so you can take each section and kind of go through it. So we'll be posting that up on PR Reach as well as the Beard Guy website. So Shane, is there anything else that you want to add?
No, that's it. Just that I'm super proud of Bob and Doug McKenzie, the two Canadians circling the Earth right now in that spaceship. Other than that, no, that's it. All the Canadians out there will be like, we'll get it.
Yeah, Bob and Doug. So what's the best way people can reach you?
Yeah, just Shane at PRReach.com. You can send a message there. If you want to talk to me about press releases, that's cool. Or just visit our website, prreach.com, and just hit the contact us button.
Okay. And once again, make sure you like and subscribe the normferrar.com site or follow me on social media at normferrar. So that's about it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And thanks a lot, Shane, for coming on. Lunch with them.